We're learning laws of the Shemona Esrei, the Amidah. Tonight's learning will be Lezecher Nishmas for the elevation of the soul of Thelma Richman, Kubi Bas, Yosef, and Becky, mother of Arthur Richman. We say to him, Hamakim Menachem Eschem, should be consoled among the mourners of Zion in Jerusalem. After Mar this evening, we will also console him with those words of Hamakim Menachem. Laws of Shemona Esrei, yesterday we were discussing the significance of having windows, the place where we daven, to signify that gives us an opportunity to be able to look in the sky, to be able, in a situation where we diverted our attention, to be able to bring us back to have the proper concentration during the Amidah, during the Shemona Esrei. The Mechaber then continues and says, Lo yispalel b'makom parutz kemo b'sadeh. Even though there is a significance in looking outside, connecting yourself to nature, too much is not good either. A person shouldn't daven in a place which is wide open, such as a field. What's the reason for this? Mimnei, because, says the Mechaber, Shekashuba makom sinios chol av emas melech b'liba nishbor. That if a person is in a more quiet, private area, like in a room, then that level of modesty will in turn cause that person to have a greater level of fear of Hashem, and their heart will also be able to be directed in the right place as well. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is actually a quote from the Gemara. The Gemara tells us toward the end of the fifth chapter in Masechet Brachot, the chotzuf hu mi she'or b'alzeh, that a person who violates this and davens in open fields, that's a form of chutzpah, brazenness. That's not something which a person should do. The kosev pre-megadim, and the pre-megadim tells us, the al-kain, therefore, im is daven lo bayish she'en bo chelonos ubika. What if you have two choices? You have a room, but that room has no windows. And the other option is to daven outside in the middle of the, in a valley, in the middle of the street, let's say, where there's no cars. Tov Yosef was spalu b'ayishin b'chalonos. In that case, the reason for the juxtaposition of these two laws, which is also mentioned right after one another in the Gemara, is to teach us that even though you don't have windows, better to daven in a room than to daven in the middle of a field, because otherwise you won't be able to daven properly. That'll be counterproductive, davening in such an area, such as in a field. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, quoting the words of the Achronim, he says, "Mikol machon, nonetheless, kosvu b'hazohar, mashma, it's written in the Zohar, sheish l'spal dafke b'bayis." That when it's talking about not to daven a field, it doesn't mean an exclusion of other things outside, in a forest. It means, no, you're really supposed to only, when you daven Shemona Esrei, try to find a house, which means a room, something which is your inside. However, the question is, what if, let's say, you're a Boy Scout, you're traveling, and you don't have a house, you don't have a room, so does that mean you don't have to daven? Of course, now you have to daven. So what do? So, v'obi d'rachim u'kuyam u'mutun l'spal b'sadeh. Of course, if you have no choice, if you're outside, and it's time to daven, you can certainly do so by davening in the field. Yikol makam, nonetheless, k'she'esham ilanos tov yoser she'amud sham b'nehem ispalo. He says that even though you're out in the open, try to find a tree, or a bunch of trees, and daven near the trees, because it'll be similar that you're not in a field or an open area. Now again, you'll have less distractions because you're going to be by something solid. You'll be next to a tree. Im ein kashel of ichar darko. Of course, if it's not something which will take away from your journey, demakum snua hu ksas al yedezet, because this is also considered to be a form of modesty, and therefore there'll be a way a person will be able to daven properly. The question that Tosfos asks is a question based on the upcoming Parsha. We have the story, the romantic story of Yitzchak and Rivka. That Rivka was traveling and finally having the opportunity to meet her husband-to-be. And the Pasuk says that Yitzchak, what was he doing? He was davening, which is beautiful. But the problem is what? It was besada. Right, the Pasuk actually says explicitly, brought down in Tosfos, says Vayetze Yitzchak Vasuach Basada. He was going out to talk, and the Gemara learns it means to daven, and it says clearly in the field. So how could it be that the Gemara And the Mechaber, everyone's telling you, don't daven in the field, when Yitzchak Avinu himself did exactly that, he davened in the field. So Tosfos gives two explanations. One explanation Tosfos gives is when it says a field, it didn't really mean a field, but it's referring to Har HaMoriah, referring to the site in Yerushalayim, the special site, the special mountain, the Har HaMoriah, which is a place where he davened as well as the other Avos, and that's what it's referring to. And the Beit HaMikdash site is called different things for various reasons, and one of them is called a field. Second explanation Tosfos gives us, he says, no, you're right, he was in a field. However, it's not always an issue. Sometimes you can daven in an open area. Sometimes you can't. So what's the difference? By Yitzchak, obviously, he didn't do anything wrong. The Hacham, Mairi Babika, B'makim Shragilim Sham, B'nei Adam L'Avar V'Holchid Racham. The only time it's an issue is if there are people, there are many people around you, because the whole concept is that you're going to be distracted. Other people are going to see you in a field. They might even say, hey, what are you doing? And you won't be able to interrupt. It'll ruin your davening. So that's when we're encouraged instead to daven in a secluded place where no one's going to bother you. However, when Yitzchak davened, as we read the psukim, sounds like there was no one else around. So therefore, according to Tosfos, that's not considered to be an issue. The only problem, as we'll conclude with, the words of the Gemara, it doesn't sound like the whole issue is if there are people there. Apparently the issue is that you're never allowed to daven in such an area. It says explicitly, chatzuf, that it's brazen for a person, alayman demasi babikta, such a person who davens in this area. It doesn't differentiate. So how could Tosfos say such a thing? So in conclusion, I'd like to share with you the words of Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham tells us a different reason why a person should not daven in a field or an open area. It says, v'nira v'hachi karmen, this is what is being said over here. This is the message of this halacha. Kishum ispalo v'bika, when you daven in an open area, hu chatzuf, that in itself is a form of brazenness. And it doesn't matter if there are people there or if there's no one there. Because how does it show brazenness? Kishimar ba'atzmo, it appears about yourself, the perception that you're creating about yourself, is shafilu yavrolav kol oivri derech, even though you're in the middle of Penn Station, people are walking all over the place. What is the statement that you decided to daven in that area? You're telling everyone that I'm able to daven here, and lo yisbatel mikavanaso, and I will not be able to have any person divert my attention from my davening. So therefore, according to the explanation of the Magen Avraham, the issue is not because it's a place where people may distract you, but rather it's the opposite. Because you're decided to daven in such a place, you're giving the perception that you're a haughty individual. You're a person that can daven. I can daven in the middle of Manhattan. I can daven during the busiest hours. And no one can possibly distract me from my incredible concentration and devotion to Hashem. And therefore, that's the explanation the Magen Avraham gives us, that a person should not daven in the open areas. However, for ourselves, again, the halacha tells us that the best bet in a situation where we have the opportunity is to daven. Of course, daven in the shul. If we can't daven in the shul, we should try to daven in an area which is secluded. But in a situation where you find yourself that you have no other choice but to daven in the areas, like in a field, try to find a tree or some place which gives you as much privacy as possible. Continue with the